Creeks, Wild 94.1, Dion Cole catching hell from a bunch of fans online and being trolled because of his bell bottoms that he was rocking. Dobby, can you rock something like that?
No, I ain't doing bell bottoms, bro. I don't care if it gets back in style or nah.
I mean, it's something like when you get like famous. When people walk around with Dobby t-shirts on and stuff. And your stylist comes to you and says, you know, if you want to be daring, you hit the thing like this and take it back to Prince.
I just feel like something like this is just trying too hard. I think Dion Cole is gone overboard trying to be the consummate ladies' man or the fashionista, and I think he fell short on this one.
You know what?
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 I disagree.
Okay.
I think that you're supposed to step out sometimes. Fashionista.
Try some.
Get a little. Why guys can't have a little flair?
But you
sometimes.
You can, but sometimes you fall short. And when that happens, I think it needs to be called out.
I mean, there's dudes out there that used to do it with canes and used to do it with hats or, the Cedric Entertainers who brought back the derbies and all that stuff. Like, guys have done different stuff, different flair. We got somebody who used to work here who's always in the streets with a Karate Kid hat on. hand puff. What I'm saying? It's like, yeah. It's fashion choices where I've seen him show up at places and I'm like, yo, can we not wear the Bruce Leroy hat? And he's like, man, it's my thing. And it's his thing. So right. I'm saying
this is not his thing.
It's not. It's something he tried. Isn't fashion supposed to be fun and free and something that shouldn't have a cap on it? He should be able at any age to try certain things. And if it doesn't work, you drop
he
it.
He should be able
on.
To try
what about
it?
Those stars like Travis Kelce? And Russell Westbrook.
Okay.
And, I mean, all of them are like the fashion athletes. Travis Kelce, one of the best tight ends in the game. He plays for the Chiefs.
Okay.
And Von Miller and all of them, they go to Fashion Week all the time. And they always got the bright this and the flared and the buckles and zippers. And,
crop tops. Remember they walked in
Cam
crop
Newton
tops?
Kind of stuff. You know, like, when you got those kind of dudes, like, I mean, they kind of press the boring dudes who wear the normal stuff. Live because the dudes that press it further. Like,
right.
they might take a one thing and add it to their outfit and be fly, instead of going that far. But it's because of those Princes and Andre 3000s and people like that are kind of weird and got that swag. You got to have that balance. They can't just be, death threats? I thought, especially now, like, we got to watch everything we say about anybody.
Yeah.
And now, all of a sudden, the whole African-American community that, like, supports him for Black-ish and all that stuff is jumping on him, and then other people who are like trolls are jumping in as well. He's like, damn, even my own folks? Like,
but
really?
This looks very, to me, it looked very Goodwill. It looked like thrift store.
That was a Gucci suit.
But I'm saying with the bell bottoms,
it
looked tacky. It looked like something that granddaddy just grandmama decided, like, listen, you donate and all this stuff.
Well, everybody's calling him gay now and even worse than that because he wore that one time.
And he's like, yo, I just wore that. I mean, I've seen him in shirts unbuttoned down to his navel more times than bell bottoms, and I thought that was a little crazy.
That was a little gayer.
He put a big thing up online, and we got texts coming in.
We have actually two opposing texts I'd like to read. The first one, it says, I'm sick of dudes dressing suspect. This is borderline suspect, suit all tight on his thighs. It's not about fashion. Ghost be fly as hell and never has girl pants on. Hollywood men love wearing girls' clothes and blaming it on fashion. Nah, bro, it's you.
Is that Hollywood men, though? Because I see dudes walking around here with the tightest suit pants ever.
That is in
with
style
ankles,
right now.
With ankles all ashy ankles out. Like, come on, dog. Like, I mean, you're going to get mad at him for being tight around his thighs.
Tight suits.
And these
in.
Dudes got all these tight suits on.
Mm-hmm. We have another text out the 813. It says, those who do not know fashion should not comment at all. It's not about sexuality. It's about fashion. Jeans and t-shirts every day, and Dockers and a dress shirt is not fashion, neither is Nike.
That sounds a little boring. It sounds like that's what everybody else does. Now, do I hate it? No. I mean, I kind of like it, seeing a guy dressed like that, but he's stepping out a little bit. It was the red carpet. You should be trying something new every now and then.
You know, when the Super Bowl happened, and J-Lo was out there with Shakira, and Bad Bunny came out, and everybody was dogging him for wearing that flared.
He had a do-rag on.
He had, but he, no, it was J Balvin.
J Balvin had a hoodie on.
J Balvin had a hoodie on.
Yeah.
and was looking very normal, like he just
like very normal,
like he just came to the game.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Bad Bunny had on like this big trench coat that was glittered up
because he was
matching J-Lo.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody was like, "What is he wearing?" I'm like, "That's a fashion thing."
Yeah.
Like it's like he's on the biggest stage ever next to J-Lo and Shakira. I think I might want to step up my couture.
He
stepped outside of his norm, and I'm like, "Yo, I appreciate. I might not rock that. I might not.
No, please right. don't."
But I understood. Mm-hmm. Then J Balvin got up there looking like he was one of the dudes that built the stage.
For real.
And I'm like, yo, you can keep it real all you want to, but that's garbage.
Yeah, I bet
like,
security almost didn't let him up there.
I know that. No, bro, was like, after, yo, bro, after you, the concert. Yeah, you do not work here. No.